Chapter 3. A Father's Love. Later that afternoon, there was a knock at the door. Mrs. Pierce went to answer it and returned with a dirty old dustman. "Sir, this is Alfred Doolittle. He claims to be the father of Eliza," she said. Mr. Higgins bluntly asked him what he wanted. Alfred Doolittle insisted he had come to take his daughter back. He said that after he heard from Eliza's neighbor that she was on her way to the professor's house, he had gotten worried and had come to collect her. "I want my daughter," demanded Mr. Doolittle. "Well, of course you do. You're her father, aren't you? She's in there." "Yes, take her away at once," said Mr. Higgins. "What?" replied Mr. Doolittle, surprised. "Take her away. Do you think I'm going to keep your daughter for you?" Then Mr. Doolittle revealed his true intentions. "Now, now," Eliza's father said, "this girl belongs to me. You got her. What do I get? If Eliza's going to have a bit out of this, why not me too? I brought her up, fed and clothed her until she's grown big enough to be interesting to you two gentlemen. Is £5 too much?" The professor and the colonel looked at each other. "I suppose we must give him £5, said Mr. Higgins. "He'll make bad use of it, I'm afraid," replied Colonel Pickering. Mr. Higgins gave him the money, and with that, the dustman hurried to the door. He walked right past a very clean and beautiful young lady in a blue dress. Eliza called after him, "Damn you! Don't you know your own daughter?" Mr. Doolittle turned around in surprise. "Eliza! Well, I never thought she'd clean up as good-looking as that. She's lovely like this, ain't she?" Eliza stared at her father, then at the others. "What's he here for? I bet he wants some money to get drunk." "Well, what else would I want money for? To put into the plate in church, I suppose." He laughed as he walked out the door. Eliza ignored his reply and went upstairs with the housekeeper to try on some new clothes. When she was dressed, Mrs. Pierce led her downstairs to the laboratory. Mr. Higgins was waiting for their first lesson. "Say your vowels," he said. "I know my vowels. I knew them before I come." "If you know them, say them," he insisted.
"A-E-A-O-O," said Eliza.
"Stop. A-E-I-O-U," Mr. Higgins said, pronouncing them clearly. "I know it's difficult, Miss Doolittle, but try to understand," said Colonel Pickering softly. "It's no use explaining, Pickering. Repetition is what she needs. Now you leave her alone, or she'll be turning to you for support." "Very well, if you insist. But have a little patience with her, Higgins," said Colonel Pickering as he left the room. Mr. Higgins then turned to Eliza and said, "Eliza, I promise you you'll say your vows correctly before this day is out, or there'll be no dinner and no chocolates."